walking down the road to Jerusalem. The time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walked beside me on the road. The reason that they came was to watch the Lamb. Daddy, Daddy, what will we see there? There's so much that we don't understand. So I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. And then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. For there will be so many in Jerusalem today. We must make sure our lamb, our sacrifice, doesn't run away. And I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. And then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. And when we reached the city, I knew that something must be wrong, but there were no joyful worshipers, no joyful worship songs. I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men. And then I heard the crowd cry out. They shouted, crucify him! I tried to leave the city, but I could not get away. Forced to play in this drama a part that I did not wish to play. Why upon this day, were men condemned to die? Why were we standing here, where soon they would pass by? Looked and said, even now they come. The first one cried for mercy. The people, they gave him none. The second one was violent. He was arrogant and loud. I can still hear his angry voice screaming at the crowd. Then someone said, look, there's Jesus. And I scarce believe my eyes. A man so badly beaten that he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body, from the thorns upon his brow, running down his cheek and falling to the ground. Watched him as he stumbled. I saw him as he fell. The cross came down upon his back. The crowd, they began to yell. In that moment, I felt such agony. In that moment, I felt such loss. But then a Roman soldier grabbed my arm and he screamed, "Yo! Carry his cross!" Well, at first I tried to resist him, but then his hand reached for his sword, and so I carried the cross of our Lord. I placed it on my shoulder, and I started down the street. The blood that he'd been shedding was now running down my cheek. They took us to Golgotha. They drove nails deep in his feet and hands, and yet upon the cross I heard him say, "Father, forgive them." Never have I seen such love in any other eyes. "Into thy hands I commit my spirit," he prayed, and then he died. I stood for what seemed years. I'd lost all track of time. And then I felt two tiny hands holding tight to mine. My children stood there weeping. I heard the oldest say, "Father, please forgive us." The lamb ran away. "Daddy, Daddy, what have we seen here? There's so much that we don't understand." So I took them in my arms, and we turned and faced the cross. And then I said, "Dear children, watch the Lamb."